Hello and welcome to this episode of the Nothing Ventured Primer. Today I am really excited to have with me Ernst Hurstenhoven. Ernst is a principal at Slingshot Ventures, a Dutch VC investing in the future of digital consumer life, focused on B2B and B2B2C ventures, whilst actively helping founders accelerate their businesses with knowledge, experience, and international networks of people and companies. Ernst, it's great to have you here with me today.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation, Aris. It's nice to be here.
Awesome. So let's jump straight in. It would be great for our audience if you could give us a bit of a background on yourself, your resume, sort of how you got into venture at Slingshot.
Yeah. Where do you want to start? Let's start with the end of university. I come from an entrepreneurial family. So I always worked in the family business. But I always had a keen interest in economics, and the family business never provided me the room to get into the family business. But I knew one thing, and that is that I love to work with entrepreneurs in small companies. So I studied economics. I started off my career in M&A advisory at a small advisory firm. Never really liked the big investment banks because for me it was too far away from where it really happens. Too far away from working with the entrepreneur. So in 2009, I joined that firm, stayed there for about 6 years. Also briefly taught a course on economics at my former university. That's what I love, working with smart people that are ambitious, either in business or in university. And during my time in M&A, I started advising online tech and consumer companies very often. So did a couple of deals in that space, in the e-commerce space, and eventually ended up advising the founders of a large e-commerce scale-up company now called Recharge.com. When they sold part of their shares to a private equity firm. And a little bit after that transaction, I joined that company. I headed their strategic biz dev activities for some time. And that was a really cool experience, really got to experience what it is to work in a fast growing tech scale-up. Up to then, I was always an advisor, always at the sideline. And it always felt like when the magic really started to happen, so after the transaction, I was gone. But at that company, I was responsible for thinking of strategy, thinking of actions, as seeing if they worked, and if they didn't work, solving it and making sure it worked after all. So you get a lot more experience and feeling with respect to what it takes to actually run and build a business. So that was really cool. We grew the company both in terms of revenues and in terms of people. That was a really cool experience to be part of that company. But gradually I also found out that probably what I'm better at is, be with one toe in multiple companies. Mm-hmm. And if I would say one foot, I would probably give myself too much credit as an investor, because that's not definitely the case. But with one toe and helping those companies excel in multiple areas. And it was a coincidence that I then found out that the founding partners of Slingshot, who I already knew from my time in M&A, had just started Slingshot. So I reached out, and it took probably a couple of weeks to join the fund, which was pretty much at the inception back in 2017. So we're almost 6 years down the road, and it has been an amazing ride. I'm still very happy where I am right now. So we raised the first fund, was about 60 million. And we also raised the second fund more recently, also about 60 million. And we have invested in, 24 companies right now, all predominantly in the consumer space. So what we do is pre-seed to Series A all across Western Europe. Ticket size between 250K up to 2 to 3 million on an entry ticket. We can follow on until, let's say, 6 to 8 million per venture. We like to co-invest. And yeah, we are very, very interested in companies that are shaping the future of how consumers live, work, interact, and live their daily lives. And that's what we're excited about.
Incredible. I mean, so much in there. Interestingly, I think there's a whole episode we could probably do on family business. Certainly coming from a family business background myself, I'm always keen to explore what others have found through that journey. But like focused on Slingshot. So obviously, you know, consumer VC, as you said, Western Europe, £260 million pound funds, etc. So if there were sort of three ventures, either inside the portfolio at Slingshot or outside the portfolio for that matter, that you're really excited about, you know, what would those ventures be?
Cool question. I mean, this is of course the cool part of VC, seeing all these amazing companies, and it's probably difficult to trim down the list to three. Obviously, I'm very much excited about a couple of companies in our own portfolio. Otherwise, we would not have invested in those. So two of my most recent investments, ones that I also led myself from the team. First of them is a company called Each. They developed a robotic kitchen technology. It's actually an industrial kitchen that's able to produce up to 300 meals per hour, and in potential also custom made. So if you want a little bit more lettuce than anyone else, then your meal will get a little bit more lettuce, no salt, etc. Really cool company. I mean, the whole food industry is massive. It's dominated by incumbents. And what we see is that labor costs make up a majority of the cost price of a meal. This company, I think, is truly able to disrupt that industry. And I mean, as a VC, those ingredients you want to see in the business. So it's early stage, yeah. But I'm very, very bullish on this company. Second company is a different company. We invested in December 2022. It's a company called Yepoda. It's a Korean skincare brand, all vegan, natural, paraben-free, animal cruelty free, basically ticks all the boxes with respect to consumer trends, what the current day consumer is looking for. And I mean, the whole growth trajectory of the company has been pretty impressive. Very strong team, relatively lean and mean organized. And it basically satisfies the three main criteria we have as a fund. So our investment strategy, we are kind of industry agnostic within consumer, but we want to see three things which we believe are crucial to building a successful consumer business. The first is strong brand, or the opportunity to build a strong brand. It's what sets the really good outperforming consumer companies apart from the mediocre ones. Being able to build a community that you can service and that becomes a loyal customer. The second is happy customers, because we believe that if you have happy customers, that says everything about your company. It tells you that your value proposition is good, that you actually deliver a good product or service, that you take good care of your customers in customer service and after sales. And that tells everything about how your company is organized. If you can make sure that your company, that your customers are and stay happy. And third and last is healthy margins, because we can talk a lot about unit economics, but solid unit economics start by healthy margins. And I mean, we can probably also talk ages about how VC has been developing over the past years, and especially the boom of, let's say, 2021. But we believe that venture has been too much about only driving revenue growth, which becomes very costly if your margins aren't solid.
Yeah.
Because it will never lead you to a path to profitability. And well, let's see how that turns out. But Yeah, a lot of companies will struggle when you don't have healthy margins. So these are the pillars of our investment strategy. And Yapo Diet ticks all the boxes with respect to that. And then, yeah, I talked about two from our own portfolios. It would also be nice to talk about one not within our own portfolio. Otherwise, it becomes this promo talk. So I've been working recently with a company called Phenom. It's an Amsterdam-based company. It's a online bank. And I actually tried to open up a bank account for our investment in Yapoda, because Yapoda is a Berlin-based business. Mm. And oh my God, this is the biggest hassle ever. KYC has become so cumbersome. It's undoable, especially if you run a fund with 60 LPs. Then basically every bank wants to do KYC on every single LP, which is undoable. And I mean, all these LPs see me coming back to them and asking them questions of where their money comes from. Obviously, we did KYC on any one of them, but it is really a nightmare. Mm. Phenom does this in a very solid way, very efficient. And it allows us to actually open up a bank account in multiple countries relatively easy. So I really love this company.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me started on KYC, I guess is the first thing I would say.
Well, let's keep it exciting.
Yeah, KYC I mean,
is the most boring thing ever,
but
needed, of course.
I think, you know, whether it's venture, whether it's venture firms, whether it's startups themselves, you know, we support a lot of startups. We have to do KYC on all of the beneficial owners of the startups that we work with. It is painful to say the least. But the thing that I really loved, you know, you talked about that need for strong gross margins versus, you know, economics and growth and so on. And it's so refreshing. You know, obviously we're hearing a lot more of that from VCs, certainly over the last 6-8 months, whilst the markets kind of started changing dramatically as they did in 2022. But, you know, to have that as a strong pillar within your core thesis is super important. I mean, obviously without geeking out too much on the finance side of stuff, obviously as CFOs on my side of the table, like those are the first things that we focus on. Right, if the margins are not able to support the business, or there isn't a clear path to those margins growing such that they can, then, you know, it's going to be problematic over time. Look, Ernst, there's a huge amount that we're going to unpack in the main podcast. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I'm really looking forward to recording the main episode.
Amazing. Thank you, Arish.